Now, here's your host, Keith Grabowski.
Welcome to the Coach and Coordinator Podcast Weekly Highlights. This week in the Coach and Coordinator Podcast series, we learn about managing the red zone, how to have the juice a team needs, how players perceive an effective coach, and what makes a coach elite. Monday, in the game plan series, Keith got insight from former coach Steve Fairchild about managing the red zone.
I think as a play caller, as a coordinator, going into every game, you sit with the head coach, special teams coach, the kicker, you make sure your quarterback's in on it, and decide, hey, if we get to the 30 or the 32, or even if you're in college and you don't have a great kicker, it's the 26, say, but there's some yard line out there where you feel like, hey, once we've manufactured a drive to get to that point, we've got points on the board, and therefore the defense is going to treat it differently at that point as well. They're going to try to knock you out of there. So I always felt like you had to have a plan on that high end of the red zone when you feel like you've got points on the board, to not take a seven-step drop, to not run in reverse, to not maybe do an unprotected naked, that you change your philosophy into maybe prohibiting negative plays. So if you don't, in fact, punch it into the end zone on the drive, you at least come away with points.
Tuesday, Keith went to his notebook and continued the topic of red zone and how to be proficient and creative.
I'd really start to consider what personnel we were putting in the game, as I mentioned with Coach Fairchild, that maybe not worrying as much about that guy who can get down the field and win vertically, I might start thinking about that taller receiver who might be able to win a jump ball in the corner of the end zone, for example, or maybe that shiftier slot. Maybe he doesn't have the speed, but he has some good wiggle where he can make a nod to the post and get to that corner and beat the defensive back to that space. In fact, you know, one of our guys, particularly when we get in the red zone, that was kind of his role. He didn't appear as much in the open field, but he was good and could really shake people on some double moves or just with a head nod on a single move route.
Wednesday, Keith and Andy talk about juice. Just like Michael Jordan's secret stuff, players and coaches alike need juice for the season. They give ideas on how to create and cultivate juice to finish the season.
Yeah, I think that's a great point, is that when the goals disappear, what are the new things we're hanging on to? And you absolutely hit the nail on the head with that one. I can't stress it enough. I hope coaches will think about this. And it's probably not what you expected from our podcast labeled Juice. But finding goals and tangible benefits of us getting better can help continue their internal drive. We all love our passionate speeches and we can try to do all that stuff. But at some point, I think we know we have to get to their internal motivations. And these are some great tips to try to do that.
On Thursday, Keith and the Good Doctors look into an athlete's perception of effective coaching to give coaches ideas to be more effective going forward.
In my experiences and recently, I think it's been a little bit more observation and seeing some of the coaches that my son and daughter deal with in their experiences and what they think of them. And I kind of see two different ends of the spectrum. I see that coach who is real good with the kids and they like them, but when it comes to what they get from them out on the field and helping them succeed and his understanding of the game, there's something amiss there. So it's that guy who, you know, has some great rapport with kids, but doesn't have the technical, tactical knowledge to help them out. And then I see on the other end of things, that guy who really has that stuff and understands the technical, tactical, but creates an experience that in some ways starts to go negative with the kids because he doesn't have that rapport.
Friday, we wrap up the week with Brian Kite. Keith and Brian talk about elite coaching, how being elite goes beyond tactical skills for a coach.
I get concerned, Keith, and I think this is a great time, if you're listening to this in season, to be thinking about this. I get concerned that coaches get in the midst of season, and frankly, even in the off season, but in the midst of season especially, is they get all locked up on the football side of this, and their self-awareness, and their observation, and their practice, and their patience of behavior skills either shrinks to some minimal amount or it goes away completely.
We'll keep providing you with relevant and practical content as the season goes forward. So subscribe to the Coach and Coordinator Podcast on SoundCloud, iTunes, and now Google Play. And don't forget to check out our blogs on blogs.usafootball.com.